Okay, I'm back. All right, so she said go ahead and just give it a shot with just the last four, okay? So we should be good, I hope. Okay, and I have your email address of StuartK0510, is that correct? Hello? Can you hear me? Kanisha, can you hear me? Hello? Kanisha?
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know if you heard me. We're going to just go ahead and just use the last four, and hopefully that should be good. I have your email address of StuartK0510@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. And then I have your phone number, 504-206-1336. Is that your cell phone number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Next, I need your home address, please.
Okay, that is 5551. That is 3 5s and a 1. Rickert, RICKERT Drive. Zip code 70126.
Is that New Orleans?
Yes, sir.
70126, Louisiana. Perfect. Okay, next, medical administering. Was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor. Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product, approximately?
Five. Four or five? I think it's four.
Okay. So you said four. Okay.
Yeah, you could say four.
Okay. And what is the name of the doctor medical staff that administered Depo-Provera? So what's the name of the doctor that gave you the shot?
Dr. Elena Anthony.
Atlanta, like ELENA?
ALANA, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. And last name, please?
Anthony,
Anthony, got you.
ANTHONY.
Got you. And is she also based out of New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, give me a sec while I find her information. Unless you know her address, is
Oh
she?
no. That's personal.
Okay, let me go ahead and do some copying and pasting. Is she at 200 West Esplanade Avenue, Kenner, Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. What's the name of that facility that she works at?
Where I went at
Of where she works, correct.
2000 Canal Street, New Orleans, Louisiana.
That's the name of the facility. The name of the facility where the Depo-Provera was administered.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the address.
Yeah.
University Medical Center, New Orleans. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
In case you do
University.
need the address, though, it's 2000 Canal Street.
So it's not the 200 West Esplanade then?
Well, maybe she moved. I'm not sure which, but that's at that time it was 2000 Canal Street. I'm not sure if she's still there or she moved or not, but
Okay, I'm gonna take what you know.
yeah.
2000 Canal, CANAL Street,
Yeah.
and that
Yes.
what city was that?
New Orleans,
Okay.
Louisiana.
And zip code, please.
70112.
Thank you. 70112. And do you know the phone number?
They do. I do not have a number on them right away. I can see if I could pull it up, or I could give it to the, you know, if they do need my social welfare call, you know, I could give it to them then.
Okay, let me just go. Let me pull it up. University Medical Center, and I'll put that general number from that.
Okay.
It's It's University Medical Center, New Orleans, LCMC Health. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Phone number 504-702-3000. I'm sorry. I'm going fast as I can without you know, being rude and rushing you. I don't want to do that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Next is who was your prescribing doctor? Who prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
So Dr. Gabriel Tender.
Dr. Gabriel Tender?
Yes, Gabriel, and then
Dr. Tender. Gabriel Tender.
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Gabriel C. Tender, MD, neurosurgeon at 2820 Napoleon Avenue. Sound right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is the name of that facility where he works out of? Do you know?
I do not know where he's at.
It's okay. I have the address here. I'm going to Google what I need to, okay? So don't worry.
The only address I have is where I picked up the medicine from.
No, you're good, huh? Don't worry. Don't worry. You don't stress out on these things. Let me do that.
Okay. Well, you don't stress too hard neither.
Okay. You got enough on your plate as is, you know?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go ahead. Oh no. That's very common. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Is it LCMC Health? Is that the name of the facility?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. I'm trying to find where I could copy and paste that. Here it is. LCMC Health. Boom. Gotcha. Now, you can't always copy and paste, you know? Sometimes it's a little tricky. Okay. Next. Pharmacy name. Walgreens. CVS, Walmart, or there at the hospital, or where did you go to the pharmacy?
CVS.
Do you know the address? You want me to look it up?
Yes, it's right. 5902 Reeve Boulevard.
Reeves?
New Orleans, Louisiana. Reed, R-E-A-D.
R-E-A-D Boulevard.
Reed, mm-hmm.
And what city, please?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay.
Zip code 70127.
70127?
27, mm-hmm.
70127, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, so I have prescribing doctor, Dr. Gabriel C. Tender, MD, He's at 2820 Napoleon Avenue, New Orleans, 70115. Phone number 504-412-1517. CBS at 5902 Reed Boulevard. Phone number. Okay, so do you have the phone number to that CBS?
I do not.
It's okay. I got it right here. CVS.
Send me text messages. So.
5902 Reed Boulevard. And just like that, we have a phone number. 504-244-0969. Okay, next. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I think both.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
What was the name? Did I tell you Gabriel Tender?
That was your prescribing doctor, Gabriel Tender? Was it the same person that diagnosed you?
I know him and Dr. Elena Anthony, those were the only two. And I
okay.
know you asked about both of them, so I'm getting...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what Elena was the one that administered it. She's the one that
yeah.
gave you the shot. And was mm-hmm. she also the one that diagnosed you with it later on?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, so same doctor, Dr. Elena P.
Yes,
Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank
yes.
you. I'll just do some copying and paste. The facility name, that was University Medical Center. And we have her address, 2000 Canal Street, and we have her phone number, 504-702-3000, and Dr. Elena P's, her specialty, let me pull that up. Is she pretty? I see a picture of her. Dr. Elena. I'm looking for a quick synopsis of, they're asking me for her the diagnosing doctor's specialty. So I'm trying to get her little story. Okay, this is good. Dr. Lena Anthony, MD, works in Kenner, Louisiana as a family medicine physician and has 15 years experience. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, she has
okay.
been gone for a while.
Okay. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Next, medical treatment. What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it like immunization therapy, radiation, chemotherapy? What
yeah,
was
I went
it?
To radiation therapy. Yep, you said it right.
And who was your treating doctor? Was it also Dr. Elena?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Man, she's got her hands full.
Mm-hmm. She's really good. So sweet.
And you know what makes me sad is that you just said she's sweet. And it, you don't think it hurts her feelings when she prescribes
yeah.
medicine that the pharmas said was okay, you know. Poor thing. I
Yes, and
mean,
not only that, sometimes they when he's dealing with a certain patient for so long, this feels like, family. Like they you get close to, people like that.
Okay, done with that section. Next, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes.
What dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
How long?
Yeah, like was it a week? Do you remember the dates? Like when?
A week and a half.
Okay, just give me the begin date and we'll figure it out from there. So, like, when do you think it was when you were hospitalized? Was it right after you got diagnosed, shortly after?
You can say that.
Because you got
Okay.
diagnosed May of 2023. We'll use that as a
Yes.
timeline. We'll use that to help you. So how
Well,
many
you can use
months?
that. You can use that thing.
Okay, that's when you got diagnosed. So was it a week or two after you got diagnosed that you started therapy?
A week and a half.
Okay. So we'll say May. We'll say like May, we'll start at like May 15, mid-month. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And that was what year? 20 what? 23?
19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, so May
I was
15,
just counting the
23.
days. I didn't want it to, I know it was a week and a, it was actually a week and a day. I didn't know if you had
Okay.
to put the half or not, but you could just say a week.
Okay. And so we'll just say you were there through 05/20 two, right?
Yeah, that sound about right.
That's a week, 7 days. Oh, if you were there
Yeah,
more than 7 days, we could add to it. Okay. Next, any type of medical notes you want to share with me? Anything that you want to share with the attorneys as far as anything? Or just no.
no, the only the side effect that I had was really severe bleeding for months that never stopped.
Okay. Side effects.
I mean, it was other things, but that was the major one. Like, that was just, I couldn't believe it.
Are constant
That long.
bleeding.
Yes.
I'm so sorry, honey. And next, medical records. Do you have a copy of your medical records or can you obtain them?
Yes.
Okay. Do you choose to list an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones? Do you want to list
No,
anybody?
sir, because I
Okay.
only have, yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and send this out to you now. Really quick before we do that, let me do my quick quality assurance checklist. This is for the Debra Povera. So we got a couple things, law firm requirements. We did confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. We confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Debra Povera as a contraceptive. We confirmed that you use the injection for more than 1 year, equivalent of 4 shots once every 3 months. We confirmed that the injection was the brand name Debra Povera by Pfizer. We confirmed that the injections were done after 1982. We confirm that you want to participate in the Deborah Povera lawsuit. And we are going to confirm your spelling and personal information now. So let me get to that. Like I said, sometimes my ears pick up something that wasn't supposed to be there. So that's why we got to make sure. Okay, Miss Kenisha, I have your first name, Kenisha, middle initial A, Stewart, Stewart, which happens to be my girlfriend's last name. The last four of your social, 1119, and I have an email address of stewartk0510@gmail.com. Phone number 504-206-1336. That's your mobile. Home address 555. So 351 Ricket Drive, New Orleans, Louisiana, USA. Doctor injected you. You were injected. Okay, so you took this for a couple years, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you took it for a couple of years, let me go back to that date. You had to have taken more than four shots, so give me a sec. You started, where is it? Okay, so you took it for four, five, 6 years. Four shots a year times six, so that's 24. So that's 24 shots at least, huh? Okay? So I'm going to update that.
Okay.
Okay. And then everything else we got listed, and we're good. Let me go ahead and send this out to you now.
Okay.
And this time you'll be done.
I have to go deal with a kid.
What do you got going on the rest of the day?
Well, I just finished grocery shopping, getting ready for the holidays. That's about it. Got everything out the way kind of early. Last year, I was in the store the day before Christmas. It was crazy.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh! Like everybody, last minute trying to do everything.
Yes. I'm glad I'm finished now. A lot of stuff came from Amazon. Thank God they have the 2-day shipping.
I'm trying to get a Los Angeles Dodgers World Series championship pennant for this year, and I always buy a gift to my buddy that's the owner of my local pizza joint that I hang out at. My girlfriend said that he won't be able to get that until after January, after Christmas. So I'm like, oh man.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's such a bummer.
Yeah.
I know, but it's my fault.
Yeah, you waited too late.
Yeah, there's nobody to blame but myself.
Yeah, time actually passed by. We be thinking we have time to do things, but time just be time.
How are you doing over there with your DocuSign? Are you almost done?
I'm so busy running my mouth just getting out the phone second.
No, you're good. Don't worry. You're funny. Oh man. I'm gonna tell you one thing. One thing I definitely enjoy when I talk to my clients every day is it takes a special person to be a fighter, and I know it too well because my girl that I'm talking to you about, she's a survivor for cancer. She had lymphoma, and it was tough because she, even though I was there every day, every minute, spiritually, physically, whatever, she had to go through that through COVID.
Oh,
And so imagine you being at your worst, where like, I mean, literally you look for any kind of help, attention, and support. And I had to be in the parking lot with my binoculars. And she recognized my car,
wow.
call her up, FaceTime. And that was her only way of getting a little bit of love because of COVID. So that's why I love my
That had to be
job. I love to help you guys out. I love to help the women out that you guys go through so much.
and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, I think it's finished.
It's finished. Okay. Let me go ahead and
Yeah.
refresh my screen. Ms. Kanisha A. Stewart completed her retainer. Good job. Okay. That's it on my end. So here's what to expect, okay? My team's going to review our conversation and the contract, make sure I didn't have any mistakes, which actually, let me do that right now. Let's take a peek. Make sure your signatures came out all nice and pretty because I got one sent back last week because they thought they were cute and they did the little swirl for a signature instead of like instead of like what you did. And it got bounced back fast, it got bounced back faster than you stepping on a hoe and hitting you back in the face.
Sometimes it do be hard to write on those things, so I don't understand how they thought that. That's funny. That's funny.
See, well, so basically you and I are done as far as we did a great job. We finished, we wrapped you up in 37 minutes. I'm sorry that it took that long. But now just wait for them to call you within, next week. I say by like Wednesday or so. Okay.
Okay,
Well,
I'll be
just be
looking
attentive
forward.
to your phone. Any weird numbers like from 909 or something like that from California. Pick them up, and if you don't get to it right away, listen to the voicemail and holler right back, because if you don't, the delays will kill us. Okay.
Okay, thank you
All
so
right.
much. What's your name again?
Albert Ramirez. Albert Ramirez.
Albert. Okay,
Very
Albert,
good.
thank you so much. Thank you for being patient with me, and I hope you
No,
have a happy
no
holiday.
problem. I wish I had my tech set up right now. There's an authentication issue going on with my phone where I can't text people. But if I did, I would text you my direct line, and you anytime you need to holler at me, I'm here. So if you want to take down my number, you're welcome to.
Okay, sure can. Thank
No.
you.
Of course. I still talk to clients from over 10, 15 years that I do their mortgage loans back in the day, and I still have a relationship with some of my clients.
Wow, that is so good. What is it?
949 996 7931.
Okay, I sure have that, Mr. Albert. Thank you
Yep.
so much. And I'm definitely gonna reach out to you
Yeah, do it. Let me know.
remind
Give me
you
an
who I
update.
am.
Give me an update. Let me know how
Yes,
you're
I
feeling, all
will.
that stuff. I'd love to hear from you. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You have a good one.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of
You
your
too.
day.
You too. Have a good Christmas. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, Albert. Okay.